anyone can plant a tree, but it takes a certain kind of vision to plant a stump. 9 years ago, I realized that I wanted to create a native garden in my Seattle yard using plants that once sheltered the Puget Lowlands. My garden would be lush, natural, and welcoming to wildlife. I spent several months learning about native plants, from saxifrage to saprophytes, and liverworts to lichens. I crammed my brain with plant facts. I enrolled in a course in native plants. I took field guides into the woods. The first trees I planted were two vine maples and a hemlock. A few weeks later, I added an elderberry, then two sellals, three huckleberry bushes, and a Nootka rose. Nothing could stop me now. Red currant, wild ginger, snowberry, goat's beard, and mock orange each put down roots in my urban forest. As my garden began to take shape, though, I realized it was still incomplete. Something was missing. Something. But what? One day, it hit me. A stump! A lush forest stump, covered in moss, oxalis, and huckleberry sprouts. My garden needed a rotting stump, one like the moist, temperate forest logs in Olympic National Park. I quickly learned, though, that a good stump was hard to find. Most were too big. Many were too rotten. After weeks of searching, I still hadn't found the perfect stump. I couldn't steal one from the park, but I didn't seem to be able to find one anywhere else. Then one day, as a friend and I drove past a construction site, I saw it. The elusive, perfect stump. And already uprooted. I swerved off the pavement. My future centerpiece stood about 20 inches tall. From its girth and growth rings, I estimated its age to be about 75 years. A Douglas fir, cut down in the prime of life. Splotches of crustose lichen grew on the bark. Contorted roots extended wildly from its fluted base. No doubt about it, this was the stump. I got permission to remove it. Then the two of us wrestled it into the back of my SUV. The thing was like an octopus, and just as uncooperative. At home, it fought us every inch of the way as we tried to roll it up the incline and into my yard. We pushed, we pulled. The stump careened to one side and then the other. It snagged my hair with its unwieldy roots. At last, covered in mud and debris, we got it up to level ground. We rolled the beast to its place in the garden and stood back to admire it. But something was wrong. It looked unnatural. Maybe a little more to the left. We moved it. Tilt it up to the right some. We moved it some more. Slide it just a wee bit more toward the center. We did that. There, that's it. No, not quite. As we pushed, tugged, and grunted and strained, my next-door neighbor Dave watched intently, never saying a word. Finally, though, we got it placed just right and stood back to admire our handiwork. Dave leaned over the fence, looked me in the eye, and said,
"You know, you're going to have a heck of a time getting that thing to grow."